Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Drama is an exciting thing, and so reality TV relies a lot on creating human drama and allowing us, the viewer, to actually get a window seat opportunity to view drama in people's lives. And drama is always, whether it's fictional or real, really exciting thing and something that often produces hope we can't turn away from. And so what this means is that every reality TV show tends to have a narrative arc which uses drama and people's ability to overcome that in a very, very tightly edited and controlled package. And unfortunately, that doesn't always mirror how we encounter difficulties out in the world. A lot of reality TV shows focus on breakthrough that comes after the breakdown, and they really show both of those, but unfortunately it's not always that simple, and sometimes the realities of reality TV just aren't shown. Particularly when it comes to certain shows, there's a lot of discussions about the creation of a misconception that significant changes in people's life, like weight loss and things like that, are actually simplistic or easy to achieve, and the reality isn't always that easy. Some of the technique that have been used in some of the programs have also come under fire. And unfortunately for viewers, rather than be a motivating experience, can actually be a little bit of a daunting and frightening one when the camera zooms in on tears and drama. The sad reality about this is that this may actually inhibit change for people that would like to make change in their lives, causing increased guilt and shame, and may actually lead to bigger problems and increased difficulties for people. So whenever we talk about change, I'm always encouraging people I work with to look for, to plan for, and to strive for sustainable change. That this is change which can be maintained for the life course, that can be built into one's life, and can actually become a new way of being. And this often means that rather than big dramatic breakthroughs and difficulties, that it's actually the small steps that are incorporated into daily life on a daily and weekly basis that are the most important. Things like including and considering exercise routines into the daily existence and making that a part of life, as opposed to a big boot camp that people go through. And always working with people to consider what one small step that they might be able to take today towards their stated change or goal might be, and to do that and to take the next step after that, to see dramatic and sustainable results over a longer period of time, which can actually then be maintained. Because change actually occurs across a number of elements in the lifestyle. There are behavioral elements, there are cognitive or mental elements, there are emotional elements, there are social and even historical elements. People have to understand how they came to be the way they are and make new sense of what their life can be for themselves. And so these are some of the elements that unfortunately aren't always shown in depth when it comes to reality TV and things to consider. So this week's mind game is actually bigger than weight in particular, and it's a couple of questions for all of us to consider. What would you like more of in life at present? And what would you like less of? And as you can see, this is more general and much bigger than weight. This is about life itself, the type of things that nourish us, the type of things that we would like to have a lot more of, and the sources of motivation that we can find by exploring the holistic picture that is change. So lose something and gain something this week with Mind Games.